sake of my voice. But he's listening to the tape. It's not really dependent on today's different. Yesterday was Rashi, today's Tosfos, okay? Again, the issue is why does the Mishnah of Yira Nasi and Sukkah say it's above 20 amos psula, but when it comes to Mavoi, like the Korah, he says above 20 amos yemait, lower? Why the discrepancy? Okay. So the Gemara answers, first answer is because the Raisa versus the Rabbana. But the Raisa, the appropriate Lashon is Psula. The Rabbana, the appropriate Lashon is lower it. Okay? The question is, what does that have anything to do with that? Right? What does the Raisa, the Rabbana have anything to do with that? Why should that make a difference? So Rashi gives his explanation, which we did yesterday. Okay? Which brings us to Tosfos. Okay? Tosos, the Oraisa, Tani Psula. Someone read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tosos, Tani Psula. The I have a Tani Yemai, Chashidan Domatoy in Ish Lomar Yemai Tachila with the Arik Shera. So if it did not say Psula, and rather it said Yemai, then we suspect that a person would make a mistake and he'd say that it only means Yemai, that's only with Tachila, but the Yevid, it's really okay. If you're not, you know, I eat it. The dictate feels shown, and therefore it was careful in its language. Joma asinu de yisur de oraisa, to make sure that a person wouldn't come to be violating in a sermon de oraisa. I guess vata.
Right.
Tarli nezer. The tali psula, and therefore it's a psula. Afal gav de lo havei lishan on malya, even though it's not like a nice night. No, you might, as the word you might is. Avol. Which is Drabanan, Lochai. We don't worry about it. We don't suspect the Tana Yimait, and therefore use the word Yimait. Shavlish Namalia, which is the next language. As the Gemara says at the beginning of Pesachim, Sha'akamal Akasu, Kama Osio, Shalalahotzi, Kama Guna Mipiv. That the Torah, even though it had to use up extra letters, it did so to make sure that it didn't use like a language that wasn't like appropriate.
Okay.
You want?
No. Did you look at the Gemara at all? Do you know what it's about? Okay, so we're dealing with the issue of why is Darabana and Daraisa make a difference? By Daraisa, he says Psula, but by Darabana, and the probably Lashon is he might lower it. Right? So who cares Daraisa Darabana? So we're doing Tosfos. Okay? So you want to summarize what you just read?
Yeah, basically he's saying that there is a certain... Yimai is a nicer language than Psula. So we'd rather use Yimai when we can. Because the word Yemayit, one could infer from that it's only Yemayit l'chachila, but the Eved would be okay. By the Oraisa, we worry about that. So even though it's not as nice a language, we use the word Psula. By the Rabbanan, we don't worry about it, so we'd rather use the nicer language of Yemayit.
Okay. Alright. Do you want to follow that? Follow up, Pshat? Again, by the Oraisa, really the better language is Yemayit. It's a cleaner language. Okay? We'll go into it. It's a better language. We like to say Yemayit, not to say Psula. Psula is a bad sounding word. Okay. So therefore we want to use Yemayit. But when it comes to Sukkah, which is the Oraisa, we're worried. The guy's going to think that, oh, Yemayit, if I want to, be Yemayit. But it's just a little. Yeah, but it's okay even if I don't. That's what a guy may think. That would be bad. He'd end up violating his deraisa, even though he wouldn't do mitzvah sukkah. Right? Because it would be pasul sukkah. So therefore, to make the matter clear, he'd use the word psula. But by mavoi, which is only derabanan, so then we want the better language. Okay, questions?
Clear question. When Tosfos refers to the deraisa, and being over Oraisa and not necessarily being Mubatal Asay, would that have anything to do with the fact that if you think you're going into Sukkah and you go ahead and do it that second Baal Tov Zevishah, or he's just purely talking about being Mubatal Asay? We don't know why you're perfect.
No, yeah, I don't think he's talking about Tosfos.
Okay. But we don't know why he used the difference.
No. I mean, it's also been Mubatal Asay. I don't know. I don't know why it's the word. Any questions?
You mean actual questions?
Yeah, problems.
Oh.
Not questions, problems. Problems.
Yeah.
Let's analyze Tosfos' answer. They don't have any problems with Tosfos.
Yeah.
Any questions they may raise? Yes, David.
What's the idea of clean language? And what's, and even if you say, if you explain an idea, what's the one thing about possible?
What's wrong with possible?
Right.
Right, but that's one of the, that's the same thing.
One of the same thing. Okay.
What's this whole idea of this clean language? Was possible? Is 30? I mean, what's wrong with possible?
The second problem is, if you're worried about it in one case, you should be worried about it in both cases.
Worried about?
This idea of clean language.
Okay.
And not only that, but if you're...
No, but those are the same. It's like, no, because we have to worry about a guy's going to make a mistake, and not
the so,
most...
So the second question is, why are you less worried about the run?
Yeah, but all of a sudden we're not
masking
when it comes to
their puns. Right. So, right, exactly. If you tell me that you can't use the word you might because it lends itself to the mistake, so then by Darbun you also should have the mistake. Right? Then you should also have the mistake. Right? What's the difference? Okay. So what do you want to do here? You want to look into this this clean language thing a little bit?
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
Right? Seems a little interesting, right?
Did I mention the beta thing? Or did that professor?
You mentioned to me that you mentioned to
professor.
You mentioned to me that you mentioned to
professor.
What's your interest in terms of the second issue about the Darwin's Darwin? Are we like assuming the principle of not being... like being setting up a getter twice on the Rabban. There's the Rabban and the Takana. So, Mishnah, if it were to be careful on Selection, would be like the second Takana.
Okay, well, that's a good answer.
If I'm saying, are we that usable?
Yeah, you could use that. So you're saying an answer.
Well, I'm saying something that might come in handy when constructing
the answer. Okay, good. Okay, good. He's saying that by Deoraisa, so to speak, our responsibility to protect the Torah. Can't just keep the Torah, but there's the Shmiras HaTorah, right? So you can't. Not only can you, are you chayav to do sukkah properly, you can't do something which would lead to a breakdown of mitzvah sukkah. You can't say you might if that would chometh to be careful. If that would lead to a possible mistake in mitzvah sukkah, that would lack in their guarding and their shmira of the Torah. They have a din of shmir, it's a protected Torah, right? But, so therefore that's why they can't do it. They have to worry about the mistake, because they have a chiyuv of shmir. But, when it comes to the Rabbanan, so they don't have a din of shmir of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan itself is a shmir of the Torah. You don't have, like you said, that's the din of gzera. Because the gzera is to protect something. So you have a gzera to protect the Torah, you don't have a gzera to protect the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan itself is a protection. Right, you protect that which has a reality, not the thing which itself is a protection. So therefore, so you say you might. A guy might make a mistake. What do I care? So a guy, like, you can always have a guy make a mistake. The only reason I have to care about it is because by the Raisa I have a chiyuv to be concerned about protecting the Torah. Right? Because obviously it doesn't mean that every guy is going to make a mistake. I mean, the average guy is going to know that he might. I mean, it's possible, it's not good. But it's possible, a guy could come with that conclusion. So when we're dealing with the Deoraisa, you're chayav to be concerned about that. That's part of your shmir of the Torah, is to make sure no one's going to make that mistake.
Use a restrictive lashon.
Yeah, right, exactly. It demands some utmost care, because that's part, you have to protect the Torah. That's the role of the Rabbanan, to protect the Torah. So they can't use a lashon which may lead to its breakdown. But when it comes to their own thing, so then they use a better lashon. What's a better lashon? You might have a better lashon because of this clean thing. Maybe. It's part of a possibility. They don't receive it to protect them.
It's their own exam.
You're right. It's not exactly there. That would be to say that they have to use a lashon. It's similar to that. It's not exactly there. It's the same type of thing. Same logic. It's just to have to be concerned about a guy making a mistake and then doing this darabana. Okay, so if someone did the darabana wrong, if someone made that mistake, so it would only be the darabana anyways. The darabana itself is protecting the raisa. So you don't have the chiyuv of protection on a darabanan in the same way you do as a daraisa. So then, so since you know that principle, so what's going to win out is your principle about lashon. You want to use a clean lashon.
Which is for the first part that obviously the actual the way, proper way to do it wins out over the stylistic way.
Right. I guess that's what you say, is that if you're dealing with the shmira of daraisa, protecting the Torah, the priorities. But that makes sense. I mean, protecting the daraisa from being violated is going to be more significant than than just a manner of speech. I mean, first you have to get across your point.
Right.
So after you get across your point, then you can, you know. But if a shmira of daraisa, that takes priority. So I think that explains the second question. That answers the second question, even though we don't really know what this clean lashon is. But I think that's, we could pursue that now. But I think that answer, they could answer.
Can I get a
clean
approach for the
clean lashon?
No, just for that answer, Tosu's answer.
About the clean thing?
No, it doesn't really include. I didn't really go into like what the clean is. I just defined the answer.
Okay. But I think what Moshe said, an addition to what Moshe said.
Yeah, it's just an addition. No, it's not like that's actually the part I couldn't really find. But I thought that when you write a slide, when you're writing a sefer, there's two components. One is the facts, like the knowledge, like the facts in the sefer, and then it's also like that's the what, and also how you're gonna present it. That's the how, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that the Torah and also Shas, like for example, just Shas tries to, you know, give you the what in the best way possible, also.
Right.
And it's the best style. So,
right. So
that's what it was. So that's always those are two considerations that tries to, you know, give the what in the best possible style. But then sometimes there could be, you know, in certain circumstances, extenuating circumstances, which I guess is what Moshe was saying, which is, you know, if there's a reason to change it, so then the substance will be doche the style of Lashon. Of the sefer, and that's what it seems like. There has to be a reason, though. There has to be a reason. I guess I just want to say that if it's daraisa, that's good enough a reason. If it's darabanan, it's not good enough of a reason.
Right. Okay.
I thought that was the framework.
Okay, but he's answering that, but you're giving a different. You're saying that there's two things which you're considering. There's what the halacha that you're trying to teach,
and also the
and
style.
Then the style of how you go.
And the question is, when is, and usually that Shas strives for to give you the best possible combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes, and I think, you know, sometimes it's necessary to sacrifice style for substance.
Right.
You know, and when is that? When it's the rice involved.
Right, because then you have a separate chiyuv of protection.
Right.
Right. But I think the what would be, see, I think the one thing you have to say, though, is that if this would be the standard mistake, your average guy would make this mistake, then even by the Rabbanan, you can't, the point of the Mishnah is telling me the halacha, so if your average guy is going to say, it means it's b'di'evet, and everyone's going to make mistakes, that can't be.
Yes.
So it has to be that it were just, it's a possible mistake. Could happen.
I think you can understand what I'm saying, because you might, it's not like it's,
because
you don't have to be Mai, that if you're Mai, then it becomes good.
Right.
But if you just build a separate one, it's also good. I mean, it's not a psak per se.
Yeah.
So it's open then.
Yeah,
it lends itself. Right.
It's not telling you it's not a restrictive lashon.
I think there's something in that. That's
not telling you it's
a lashon. Yeah, a person who's Toa, it's his own fault. No, it's still leaving room for the best possible way, best combination.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So since it's a possibility, so normally you don't have to worry about that. But when it comes to the Deoraisa, then that becomes that has to be, you have to be worried about those possibilities.
Yeah.
Like you say, like a gizero, you say, I mean, a guy's running horse, you have to worry, maybe he's going to rip off a branch. That's part of it.
That's
what
the
idea.
Is in the first place.
What?
The mummy in the first
place. Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay, good. So that's that, right?
No, you were thinking of this idea? Or?
Yeah. For that part, yeah. Yep, okay, good. So now let's take up this other thing. Right? This thing about this clean lashon, right? Funny. Now let's see, where did I can score this thing? Whatever. Okay, so the Gemara asks, so it says, apparently the Kazar Mishnah says, Orl Arvasar, the night of the 14th, you do Bedika. Right, but it's not really the night. Or it doesn't mean night. So there's another brisa apparently which says that Leil Yadalit. It says Leil Yadalit, the night of the 14th. So the Gemara asks, why is it that our Mishnah says, right? Why does our Mishnah say R? And the other Mishnah says night.
Or it implies that there's night because it's your own light. I mean, is that the idea behind or meaning light, night?
No. That's the problem.
They don't know or means night?
Yeah, it just sort of does. Or really means opposite. It's like euphemism. It really means day. It's light. But it's the opposite.
That's a compliment because the Bala Shah said it.
So he says, well, that's the first answer. First answer is that I think they used to call it that. There are different places. Some places called that. Are some places called that night? Lila. Yeah, I think that's the first answer. But that's not the. So this is. I'm not sure, actually. I have to go through the. Let's get to our point. The point here is that, well, why did our Mishnah not say night? So it says, Lishna Mal Yehudanaka. Wanted to pick a clean, a nice Lashon. Okay? That's what it says. Lishna Mali. Okay? So he says, Rashi says, Lishna Mali commands, Shemitzvah v'derech nekiye hadas l'saper b'lashon nekiye. Because it's a mitzvah, and it's the way of people of pure minds to talk in Lashon nekiye, the clean Lashon. And he says, Ukudu Rishuv and Levi.
Rashi?
That was Rashi. Yeah. Levi, I'm reading the Gemara now. Olam al yotzei and dover mugunu mipev. A person shouldn't say anything disgusting. Shaharei akama kasav shmona osios v'la hotzei dover mugunu mipev. Because the Gem Torah basically added an extra 8 letters in order to avoid saying something el mugunu. Shenemar min ha-behima tahora u min ha-behima asher inena tahora. Could have just said from the behima tahora and the behima tamaya, but it didn't. It said behima asher inena tahora. Which is an 8 extra letters. Okay, whatever. Rav Safa Amar Tesha, 9 letters, because it says Shenemar ki yevicha ish asher lo yiyah tahar mikrei laila. Could have said a person is not tahar. Could have said a person is tamei. So it said lo asher lo yiyah tahar. Shows you again, 9 letters. He says Nechir Vinamar Eser 10 Vav the tahar. So you could write the tahars. Rav Achav Yaakov Amar Sheshasrei Shenemar ki Amar Mikrei Hu Bilti Tahar Hu Ki Lo Tahar. Another pasuk from Shema Aleph. Okay.
None of these pasukim are in the Torah.
Most of them are. One of them is. First two. All right. Tana de Rishma. Olam Misaper Adam Beloshon Akia. Person should always speak in clean language. Now Rav Zav Karu Merkav. Because why Zav? The Torah calls it. Says Merkav, the thing that he rides upon. Okay. But by Ubi Isha Karu Moshe. Okay. By a woman, it doesn't, even though Merkav and Moshe were the same thing, but by a woman, it didn't want to use the Lashon of Merkav because that Rashi thinks that's because it implies like she's spreading her legs, and that's something that's not so clean.
Aren't there instances in Tanakh where the Torah uses, if you're considering these things unclean language?
Yeah.
I mean, it uses bestiality. It doesn't say like
it says things
in the dark of Shalada, like Ruka.
Well, that's the question.
I'm saying, yes, yeah, nice you can point out like these couple of psukim that go out of their way.
We could probably quote you a lot more that go the other way.
Right. So like, what does that mean?
So the Gemara asks, says with the rice and milo ksev tamei. The Torah doesn't say Tameh. So the Torah, you can tell me it doesn't say Tameh anywhere in the Torah. That's certainly not true. So the Gemara says, Ela kol hechaduchi hadadi ninhu, when they're of equal lengths, it's just as easy to say one or the other, Mishtalei Blashon Nekiyah. Then it speaks in a clean way. Kol hechad nefishin mili, but when there's more words, then Mishtalei Blashon Ketzar. Then it says it in the briefest way.
So in those other places,
it was should talk in a short way.
Right, so by Noach, what?
Apparently, Eino Tohar was the shortest way. We just don't understand it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, Rashi says. Yeah, Rashi's bothered by that because the problem is that what I mean, it just showed you 8 letters, 9 letters, 10 letters. You see those things, it's shorter.
The Gemara
is
bothered by it itself.
What?
The Gemara itself is bothered by
that. Rashi says, "Aizel el ikem lamedcha shetzarech lachzar achar lashon laki." It had to do it one time to show you that there's a point of going after lashon laki. Because if it never did it,
you never know
that that's even a value. Because you'd always say it's just doing it because it's shorter. So it had to do it once in order to show you that. And so it had to do it once in order to show you that that's a principle, that that's a value. At Lashon Hara, one time it did it, in order to, went out of its way and made it longer to show you, the only way to explain it is because it likes Lashon Hara. But everywhere else, it used Tameh because it's shorter. So this way you end up knowing that they're both. Okay? Bishar Mekomos Ksev Lashon Meguna V'kitze L'med Cheshishanot V'ed Roshon Ksar L'fishon Skemes Gersosh L'yos M'rocha.
Right? That doesn't want once.
Twice, whatever. I don't know. But the basic point is...
Maybe they don't agree about what defines.
This is factually.
Maybe they don't agree about what defines Lashon Hara.
Hold on.
What situation?
So it's saying that you have to have some instances of both in order to teach me that there are two values here. There's a value of Lashon Hara and Lashon
Hara. Some or A?
I don't know. A. Why there's some? I don't know.
There's more than one.
You need to. I don't know. let's get the idea. We could pick on a lot of questions here. Let's just go. Show you an overview. Okay? I mean, if we're doing something, we could take it all up. Let's focus on the main points here. Okay? Here, then it says, it's funny to tell some stories here. It says two guys were standing in front of Hillel. One of them was Yochanan and Zakkai, the other one was some another guy. And one guy said, why are they doing something in Tyra? And the other guy used the word Tuma. So he says, Hillel said, I could tell the guy who used the one who's Tyra, he's going to be a Mora Hora in Yisrael. And it's true. It worked out that way. He predicted from the way he used it. I mean, apparently it's a big deal. Like the fact that he used that word. There's a bunch of stories here showing you this is a real important thing, you know?
So this is the report not to like use profanity?
I don't know.
Or is that not even talking about that?
It's like beyond.
I don't know. So what's this whole thing going to explain now? Mm-hmm. So, see...
Be medactic in your lesson.
See, when you're dealing with...
Did you get an answer?
No. So when you're dealing with... with like sexual types of things, it's easier to understand these kinds of things, you know.
Right.
You say there's a certain draw, instinctual, whatever, things like that, like whatever, something will draw you in, or something like that, you know. It's easier to see, but I mean the Mishnah is talking about Or Larbasa, the night of the 14th. I mean. You're saying a bad word as a night. I mean, it starts getting a little harder. That's the story you draw the lines here.
Reference to activities at night, but...
Yeah, like, where are you going
to... Yeah, you start making an argument almost everywhere. You won't be able to say...
Yeah, why is night even worse than day?
Yeah, and why is... Chushev is supposed to are. And why is Yemait... Why is Psula... Psula isn't sexual or anything. Psula is... What's different from Psula? I know what's wrong with Psula.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim treat this seriously. The Hilchos Rambam says, he says, Nikra Laila Or, Kemosha Korim Dvorim Harbe Behafan. He says, calls Or, like they call many things their opposites. Kivein Bezek Adeladaver Belishnam Aliyah. It did this in order to talk in a clean Lashon. Lotia Psichas HaSefer. Didn't want to have the beginning of the book. Okay, Or Larbasa is the beginning of the Masechta. So it didn't want to start the Masechta with a negative. So he says what's bad about Laila is but Heder min Hadar. Heder is like a negation, I think, or a lack. So it didn't want to start with a lack. It wanted to start the Masechta with a lack, a negative.
That's not the question, because you still didn't establish how it was bad in the first place.
Well, no, but he is telling you one thing, though, that what he holds what's bad about it is that it's a negative. It's a negation. Heder is like a non-existence. Or the night is a negative. Day is light. Light, and then there's no light. Dark means no light. But he's saying it's a negative.
It's lack of war.
You don't want to use a negative term. A lack. A negation.
Yeah.
Let me show you what the Balmar says. This is interesting. They really treat this pretty seriously. Ready?
That's why I was the bottom one. It's clean and lush.
Mm-hmm.
Or the best thing was somebody's right.
No.
Okay. So he says like this, because I think they're bothered by, he's bothered by the fact that Torah oftentimes uses Tameh. Right, so he says, Shushi Shemaitim, he says, Kol Hecha Dechia Dadin Inhu, when they're equal length, Mishtoi B'Lashon Kavod, then he uses the Nai, the cleaner Lashon. Vehecha Denefishi Mea Dadi, when it's longer, Shavik Lehu Denafish, V'Nak Yedach Ktzar, then it chooses the short one. Okay? V'Vavad Shelo Yehei Lashon Meguna, unless it's Meguna. It's disgusting. Disgusting is that it never uses. Okay? That's what you know, the Rambam wants to say, that if it's just one's a good one and one's not so good, then it'll choose the good one. Unless it's shorter. And a shorter, it could choose the bad one. But it can never choose the disgusting one. Like, he has three things. There's good, okay, and bad. So if it's between good and okay, then you go for the good if they're equal. If it's shorter, then you go for the okay one. But bad, he says he never uses. Meguna never uses.
Define that term.
Hold on.
Where are you?
In the Balhamar. Balhamar. Okay. On the side of the Orah. Okay. So he's but that's not true, because the Torah uses the word Tame all the time, which is classified as a Meguna. So he says, no, Tame, because of Veoraisa, ain't any Lashon Meguna. Oh, here, there, it's not considered Meguna. Because the Torah has to, as a job here, to be warn you against Torah, against Tumah, to guard, to warn Yisrael, and to separate them from Tumah. Because you have to warn Bnei Yisrael. Says you see that there's a din of being Mila bringing Klal Yisrael up from Tuma. So it wants to use the term Tame specifically to warn them, to illustrate to them that it's bad, it's disgusting. It, you know, so it uses a strong word to show them points. So that's why it's not good. In that context, it makes sense. Ravel b'parshas ha'mabul shlobal kasev lahaz here min ha'tumah ben ha'mabul v'ainoach. It's not coming to warn you against anything, just telling you the fact. Just telling you which animals. Then he came at Kasub Amar Shain and Torah. Then it said Ainan Torah. The Khain Bimash Kasub Kiya Bakha Isha Shaloya Tohar. Miyakasha Kasub Usura Makum Akhir, Vihiskalahazi Valoma Shmata Kod of Rosh Layara the Meyavayov de Tuma Balaila, the Fishi Uni Maguna, Lumishala Nizar, Bali De Kah, Ikemba Kasub Amar Shaloya Tohar. Saying also, Ban talks about the guy who's not tar, so it says it already warned you against being tame somewhere else. So now it's just telling you the facts, it's telling you the story. So then it tries to tell it, and then it goes out of its way to say it in a tar kind of a way. And it goes through. He's trying to deal with all these things. Why is it? Well, you know, trying to work out all the problems, all the cases that you're going to have. Then he says, the tar the masnisam, the fisha, posach devar of helpus bidigas tame, since he started with bidigas tame, same things are Tavas Lashon Or, the Chsib Psach Devarcha Yair, the beginning of your words should enlighten. The Tana Debei Shmuel, Damar Leilar Basar, Leizeb Psichus Barav. Aye, there's a Brisa which said Leil. Yeah, that wasn't the beginning. He says the beginning is important.
Not
the beginning. No, we're good. He's saying still, why did that other Brisa use it? Why not use Or? Right, so he's saying, no, there wasn't the beginning, so this is not the beginning, might as well just use the normal Lashon. It's only the beginning they're saying you have to do. And the Ravid, you can look into it. The Ravid also has a whole thing about it. But I mean, see, this is like a real thing, you know. It's not just, the question is, what's up with this whole thing? And if it's a real thing, then it would seem like you say, let's say a bad word. You say it's a bad word, like the way you think of it, you can't say a bad word. So what, you tell me just because it's a little shorter, I could use a bad word? Like, that's funny also. You know what I mean? Tell me it's bad, then it's bad.
The Bala Morshin starts with that. He says that if it's
that's
really,
true. It's
a
really
bad,
bad then he can't. That's true.
He's saying only if it's like sort of a negative word or the positive word.
That's true, but still, if you tell me it's bad, I mean, still, but what's the difference? Why should
Where do you ever see this idea? I mean, I remember like, when we were studying for the SATs, one of the things that follows like an analogy is you can like try to figure out what the next word's going to be by if it's an opposite, positive versus negative. But you never see an idea of a negative word versus a positive word being something which is, you know, disgusting, the same way of an you know, inappropriate word. I mean, it's completely different qualities. Yeah, okay, negative as opposed to positive, but you never see that that's anything wrong. I mean, was it?
It's negative.
I mean,
it's like being pessimistic. There's nothing inherently disgusting about being pessimistic, but it's negative. Like if I say, the world is going to end, or the world's not going to last, it's worse to say the world is not going to last because it's being negative than it is to say the world is going to end. Either way, I'm connoting the idea. No, this would say that it was.
I don't know why you consider it in that category at all. It's negative.
The low tower is negative.
Negative doesn't mean bad. It's not positive.
Oh, you're saying the framework I'm putting it in is different.
It's not. I don't think it's a lot.
It seems like it's all an issue of mindset.
What's negative? It's just not life. I mean,
you're asking for what's like the whole, what, like what's, why is it concerned there?
Yeah. Pretty much. What's up? Yeah.
Boy, can't wait to
see
that.
It's really like a religion of ideas, you know, and that's what the. And that's really the driving force, you know, and that's what's really important, you know. But a person shouldn't think that his, you know, surroundings or things like words or things like that, or, you know, other things in that outside world that can influence him. They can influence him. A person shouldn't think of himself like he's such a power. That the ideas are the only thing that matter. Maybe it's saying that these things like words can affect you because you're, you know, a person is not a complete solid, that his emotions won't affect them. And so this is a chashash. Now, the ideas are still the ikkar, and that's why it's, you know, it's, if you do it with the kitzer, you know, should do it like that. But it's telling you that's not where it ends. I mean, you know, that these things can affect you. A person shouldn't think that, you know, it's only the ideas.
So you mean if he says tama, he's going to be drawn in?
Drawn in?
Well, how is it going to affect him? What do you mean by affect him?
You mean how, like saying tama would affect you, you're saying?
Right, or saying night, for instance.
It just
see, you could start saying by the sexual things, so I was making that preference.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
If you're saying it's a fact, the normal approach you think of it is because the words affect you, that kind of
right.
thing, and you start saying words which have sexual content or whatever, then it could be a draw on certain parts of your personality and it'll get, you know, affected somehow by it. But, so are you going to say that by apostle? Or Tame may be a good argument. No. Night?
That's a real stretch.
Night. Just to round it out a little bit. See, I think that at first glance, there's two ways to look at it, okay? At first glance, you think that there's like, you can't say certain words. Okay, that's the way you think of it at first. There are bad words. Are we taping? Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. They're bad words. Certain words have a bad effect on you, you know what I mean? I think that line of reasoning is going to get you into problems. Because first of all, it's going to be hard to explain how these words are bad words. You know, you could say it by sexual things, you can have a harder time by other things. Okay? Even if you could, it's going to be hard to explain why it's only concerned the beginning of the thing. You tell me it's a bad word and it's going to affect me, so then also what I don't care about affecting me negatively at the end. Or if it's shorter, I mean, if it's going to affect me badly, you know what I mean? Like, let's say using a curse word or something like that, you know, it's, oh, if it's shorter, then I might as well just use it, you know what I mean? No one would go for that, you know what I mean? Like, you say it's a bad connotation, or it's going to affect you in a bad kind of a way, you say it's a bad thing, it's going to harm you, so you're worried about it, sure, I mean, these things sound like only at the beginning and only, you know, just don't curse at the beginning and make sure it's longer, you know, or it's shorter. I mean, it just seems like if it's actually these things are harmful, it's harmful. I mean, I can't start making these factors and deal with something that's going to harm you, you know. Let's say that a little bit of a harm, it's not so, I mean, it's hard. But I want to say it's the opposite. That a person's speech should reflect his value system. It's not that he can't use a bad word, but that he should use good words. Okay? The words which you use should bring to mind what the true, what is true, what your true values should be. You know what I mean? By saying Tahar as opposed to Tameh, you bring to mind, like, this is what you're saying, you bring to mind that Tyra is something to strive for. Okay? And by saying, instead of saying Tameh, say Ashayinena Tahora, you keep in your mind's eye that everything, so to speak, is judged up against Tahar. That's what really I'm going for, Tahar. So we have Tahar, and we have something which isn't quite there. But it's not Tahar. You know what I mean? So in other words, it the way you speak, the words which you use, reflect your value system and what things center around. Okay? So if it's that kind of an idea, and I'll get to Tapsula and to those other things in a second. Okay? But I just think that's one move. It's the first move logically. It's not that you can't say certain words, but it's that the way you speak positively reflects a certain value system, and you should use certain words. It's not so much saying these are bad, but not saying them and turning it to the good word is a positive. Lishnam Aliyah. So it says Lishnam Aliyah. It's a good Lashon. It's a clean Lashon. It's a good Lashon. It's good to use those words. So if you say that that's the case, then you could understand saying that's a positive idea, to talk in a way which reflects a certain positive value. But then you could say there's another positive idea of brevity, okay, of Lashon Katsara. So now you can start weighing out those kinds of things. You know what I mean? See, if you say it's a negative, it's hard to say you're going to harm yourself. But if you say it's that your speech should reflect a positive idea, well, there's another factor in your speech, is that you have to be concise because people have to remember the Mishnayos or whatever it is. So then, you're weighing out different factors. If also, you could say, if you're talking about it, demonstrating a certain positive idea, so you don't have to always be on guard all the time, like you could argue that doing it at the beginning is enough. Every time it's a backwards lashon, the beginning will show you that this idea, the beginning of the thing will demonstrate, because it's demonstrating bringing to mind an idea. Yeah, it's bringing to mind that idea. So the rest, in the middle, we wouldn't be so concerned. But the beginning of the thing, we want to demonstrate, we only get started, this is our focus. You know what I mean?
But if the person misses the word at all, it shows that those words are still part of his system.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not part of the system. I'm just saying it's demonstrating an idea.
I'm
not saying that we don't have a word Tame. We have a word Tame.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Must you limit this idea to... I'm saying you should be forced to limit this idea to the only words like Tame and false Tame. You couldn't say this idea by an actual bad word, like a profanity, because that... In other words, you can have this idea that you should be characterized by doing the right thing, but you also have this idea that you may not be characterized by...
Yeah, I mean, it'll be both.
I think that would be a different question. In other words, his question would be valid if you're talking about words that are...
bad words.
Right. Or if it's just not a good word...
You're right. That could be the bottom line. Yeah, you're right. That's true. In other words, if it's a bad word, you can never use it. When you're dealing with it, that could be the bottom line saying. It's like when it's a bad word, then you never use it. When it's just a matter of a good word, then you're just dealing with demonstrating a positive idea. So that, it's enough to demonstrate at the beginning. All right. But the basic punchline, you're right, I'd say there are two sides, but I'm not denying the fact that you shouldn't use bad words. That's true.
Like,
but there's another element to it, is that you should use positive words which reflect your values. So it has two sides to it. It's not only a negative side, but there's a positive side of demonstrating. But the underlying thing is that your speech should, I guess, has an effect on you and should reflect your ideas, your ideology. Okay? But it's different a little bit, because the negative one, you could say, could take you there. It's not only that it has an effect on you. It also just shows where you're at. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that you're using that word, it, so to speak, endorses that value or something, you know? It gives it, in your mind, a certain place. You know what I mean? So to use those words, it should show you that we're not striving for Tamar, we're striving for Tyra. You know what I mean? And using the word kind of makes it more of a reality, draws you to it. So now, I mean, these things have to be worked out, the details. Again, it's the Sigim Sachem, the Balmar, exactly the beginning, the end. I'm just saying you can answer. The beginning thing, if you say it's harmful, then you're not going to be able to explain the beginning. It's very difficult. I'm just saying it makes it easier if you say that it's a positive idea, then you can say, Psach Dvarcha Yair, what's supposed to, the beginning of your words should enlighten. The beginning, you want to teach an idea, you start off on the right foot. Yeah. It doesn't mean something negative, you're never going to, but. Negative doesn't mean beginning around, but if it's a positive, then you could, you know. But these things, you know, I'm just trying to give a basic outline. Yeah. You know? And the only thing is, what about psula and Lila, right? Those are a little bit harder, okay? But I think in the same framework. So again, now this is trying to show you, again, we're saying your speech should reflect your ideology and your ideas, right? So therefore, the question is, what idea and value in terms of our value system is reflected by using a positive and not a negative, right? That's the way that I'm saying it's a positive and not a negative, right? Yeah. Any ideas?
What was your question?
What idea are we reflecting by using a positive and not by using positive terms and not a negative term? What are we deflecting about our value system by using that? You know, they use tahar as tameh. We say tameh is, let's say, instinctual, and tahar is removal from that. You know, but what about like Lila versus Yom or something like that? Like, what idea is that going to be reflecting? You know, psula versus, you know.
It's
something more
silly
than Lila.
It's just negative.
Yeah,
yeah,
it could be this fine, yeah.
Similar idea, but again, it's open-ended. It's kind of, you know, a lot of things you could say here, which, you know. But obviously what I was thinking, based on something I heard once that the Rav had said, but it's a philosophical idea. They said the first Rambam in Yisodei Torah, Aleph, okay? Yisod ha-yisod ha-somer ha-chachmos le'idah she'esh ha-motzei rishon. Yisod of everything basically is to know that there is a first existence, okay, a primary existence, God, who mamtzi kol nimtzi, he's the source of all existence. V'cholam nitzom in ha-shamayim v'aretz ma'asheh v'neim lo nimtzu el me'el mitas yimot. So everything that exists from him. V'yala al-dat she'hu eino matzoi, in davar achi yachli matzoi. So if you would imagine that he wouldn't exist, nothing could exist. V'yala al-dat she'ein kol nitzom v'adu mitzuyim, but if nothing else would exist, he would still exist. By knocking everything else out, God still exists.
So
the first thing is
to know there is a God.
Shekolman son tzrichim lo. So everything needs him. Who baruch ein tzarich lahem lo lechem. He doesn't need anything. Lefikach in amitaso kam mitasach, and therefore his truth is not like the truth of any of them. Truth means here means existence. God is true. Nothing else is true like him. Okay? He goes on. So I think the Rav said one time, he said, so what do you learn from this halacha? It's an interesting type of slant he had. He says, okay, so it's a philosophical idea that God's existence is the only true existence, all existence is dependent on that. But he said, the Rav wanted to say, you learn something from this practically, is that man should strive for existence. He says, oh, like mahu afata, we should associate emulate
existence,
God.
Existence?
Says, what?
Like existence?
As much, man partakes of the good insofar as he exists. Insofar as man relates to God and he has knowledge, that is the degree to which he exists. Okay? And, insofar as he's involved, he's living a life of taivas or he's physical, then his existence isn't a true existence. But insofar as he relates to God, that is the degree of his existence. And he said that the person should strive for existence. Okay? That's what he wanted to say. So perhaps it's saying an idea that it's a deeper, you know. We'll take what you want from that idea. I mean, and whatever, however do you understand that? Again, I'm sure the Rav understood it more than I understand. Yeah, you know. But it's an idea that's the ultimate value is existence. That's what the physical, the true ideas exist. The physical is transient. It lacks in its existence. So it could be it's saying an idea that the positive as opposed to the negative. A negative reflects the idea of non-existence. You know, Lila is a lack. You know, but or light reflects the positive, reflects existence. So it could be it's showing you that that's what we strive for. Strive to exist. You know what I mean? And like psula also means sukkah means it doesn't exist. But you might reflect how it can exist. You know what I mean? It's partially, you know, fix it and it will exist.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
What about Lila?
Lila, I just said Lila.
they just said psul.
It's a negative. It's a lack of yom.
It's a lack. It's not. It doesn't. It's non-existent. It's no light.